This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. My co-host Meghna Chakrabarty is out today. We're marking an anniversary of sorts today. 2 years ago, President Obama signed the sweeping Dodd-Frank Act into law. The Wall Street Reform Act was intended to end the kind of high-stake, risk-taking greed and criminality that provoked the financial crisis back in 2008. 2 years on, many of the new rules and regulations have yet to be enacted, thanks to opposition from powerful lobbyists and lawyers and many Republicans. According to the Boston Globe, just 120 of the law's nearly 400 regulations are actually in effect. Joining us now is Massachusetts Congressman Barney Frank, co-author of the Dodd-Frank Act. And let me ask you, Congressman, how concerned should we be that so many of these rules and regulations stipulated by the act have yet to be put into effect?
Oh, not nearly as concerned as people might have gotten from the Globe. These things take a lot of time to do them right, but the progress is very steady, and they are months away from finishing almost all of it. Some very important things have happened. The Independent Consumer Bureau that Elizabeth Warren helped create has now been set up and is running. So the process is going forward, and the basic point is that there haven't been examples of the outrageous irresponsibility that we were dealing with that have happened since. The fact that the rules are pending, even though they're not yet adopted, has had a restraining effect. And within a few months, the process will be essentially complete.
But I've talked to you in the past, Congressman, about, for example, the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, which is supposed to enforce dozens of these new rules, and an effort by Republicans to slash funding. And Commission Chairman Gary Gensler says that without the appropriate funding, it's like a football game without enough referees. I mean, aren't there concerns on that front?
Oh, absolutely. That's the funding, not the rules. That is, they are going over the rules. Given that the rules were adopted, what about enforcement? And the Republicans are trying to cripple the enforcement. The Senate Democrats have been holding out for more. And I'm a little optimistic now because in the past few weeks, there have been so many examples of why we need tougher regulation of derivatives, J.P. Morgan Chase, the LIBOR scandal, that I find it hard to believe that my Republican colleagues are going to hold to their effort to reduce the funding. So while we won't get everything we need, I believe we are going to see a more nearly adequate level fairly soon.
You mentioned some of the headlines that we've seen in recent weeks, and let me ask you to sort of step back and comment about the big picture. And, you know, I think folks might be forgiven if they look at the global banking industry and see what looks like to be a sort of growing criminal enterprise. I mean, beginning back in 2008 with our own banks, selling of toxic assets, to recent headlines about LIBOR rate rigging, to the giant HSBC laundering billions of dollars of Mexican drug cartels. What is going on here and what can be done about this?
Well, I mean, first, let's get the dates right. The LIBOR scandal goes back several years, so this is not new stuff. Most of these are things that the J.P. Morgan Chase grave errors on their part happened in this year. The others go back many years, but the answer is, yeah, it is a confirmation of the fact that many in the financial industry are really trying to game the system. J.P. Morgan Chase, they made some bad bets, and they need to have rules that constrain some of that. But the LIBOR appears to be conscious lying to interfere with basic measuring. I draw from that two arguments. One, those in the business community have been telling us, hold back on these rules, make the rules more general, don't be too prescriptive. No, it's clear that we've got to be fairly specific, and I think this is going to help us get the final rules drawn up in a tough fashion. And secondly, they've been arguing for what they call self-regulation. Don't have the government do it. Let those in the industry get together and set the rules. Well, LIBOR was a primary example of self-regulation, and it's now, in my judgment, the primary argument for not having much of that.
One last question, and I'm going to let you go. Dennis Kelleher, who heads the watchdog group Better Markets, said this recently. We are more at risk these days because too big to fail banks are bigger than ever, and our financial system is still incredibly fragile with banks loaded up with toxic securities and liabilities. Is he right? Does that concern you? How would you balance his
concern?
Well, one,
they have more capital, and two, they are loaded up, but they are less loaded up than they were before. That is, there's been a divestiture. Bank of America, which had been well-run in general, bought Countrywide with terrible toxic assets, and they have been divesting them. So they have fewer than they have had a couple years ago. No, it's not getting worse. Secondly, there's no such thing as too big to fail anymore. We have changed that very clearly in the law. If a financial institution cannot pay its debts, it is put out of business. That's where the death panels were in our legislation, not in the health care bill. And the federal, no federal official may, it would be a felony if they tried to provide any money to such an institution, as we did in 2008, because there weren't laws and they were scrambling sort of by the seat of their pants. But today, if one of those institutions, AIG or any other, is going out of business, it is put out of business. Now, there may be a need to spend some money to deal with some of the debts to keep it from just causing terrible problems. But in that case, every dollar that's sent has to be recovered from the other financial institutions. And as I said, the institution itself, the shareholders are wiped out, the institution is abolished, so that there is no more too big to fail. We have a situation. In fact, just reading a book by a former partner of Mitt Romney, in which he complains about that. He said, we've been too tough here, and we've taken away the ability of the Federal Reserve to keep these people afloat. Yeah, we have, and we meant to do that.
Congressman Barney Frank, Democrat from Massachusetts, thanks so much for joining us today.
You're welcome.
We appreciate it.